The following recording, Japan 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which is surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Iwakuni, Japan, and it's pretty close to Hiroshima. It's about 1 hour trip from Hiroshima. And I was raised, and I lived there for 18 years, and I moved to Osaka to go to school. Then I graduated from college there. Then I worked for a year and decided to come to the United States to study English. So that was when I was 23, and I studied at Baker University in Kansas. And at first I just wanted to study English, but I wanted to study more about like language education. So I decided to come to KU. So I started my graduate study 2 years ago. Then now I'm here and still studying. I don't know when I'm graduated. When I entered junior high school, and it's like English classes are mandatory for all students. So that's how I started English. Hiroshima? It's pretty, you know, difficult for me to talk about it because, well, I went to a museum in Hiroshima about atomic bomb, and it was just horrible. And like, it was pretty much about like how the victims looked like and how their life was like, you know, after the atomic bomb. Well, when I watched TV here, like it was a documentary about World War II, and like some scientists were justifying the bombing in Hiroshima, but I just can't think that it was the right thing to do, and like, too many civilians got killed, so that's how I think about it. Namida no joushaken. Namida no joushaken. That means to get to ride, but they added like namida, which is tears, ticket for a ride with tears or something. Like, they, like, put namida, like, tears on everything, you know, like, English song. I don't know why.